And
how did that really get back in?
How much was that? Every shot you hit, you power out.
Oh, I felt it. I honestly felt it in my chest. They were screaming so loud, you know. That pumps you up more than anything, you know, just knowing all those people are having your back. And, you know, that's tough on an opponent hearing all that. And you're trying to take the ball out of the net and try to do something on your end. And so, you know, the fans were huge today.
You felt the crowd in your chest?
Oh, my goodness. They were yelling so loud. You could just feel it. You could feel their energy. It was awesome.
Have you ever experienced any kind of a burst like, I don't know, AAU or high school or ASU where you scored 10 points in 78 seconds?
I don't know. I didn't know I did that. Wow. I honestly can say I've never been a part of something like that. Never have experienced it. And I have to say it came at a good time. So, you know, my teammates did a great job of finding me. You know, I just spotted up and hit the open shot for him.
But you have been playing with a lot. I mean, I guess, you know, the old cliche, you know, you play better if you play confidently, but you're really at ease, and you say it's because other players showing so much confidence in you put
sure.
you at ease.
Oh, my goodness.
You're just playing,
oh, yeah.
It looks like.
Yeah, you're just out there playing, and, you know, the whole season they have been behind me saying, take your shot. They trust in me. You know, even having Lynn keep me out there during that stretch, you know, and putting me in when, you know, we might need some points is just confidence that she has in me, and I know that, and, you know, I try to go out there and do whatever the team needs of me. Whether that's pushing the ball and getting it to their scores or hitting open shots.
What are you guys feeding the big dog over here?
Oh, my goodness. She's doing it. She's bringing it in for us. You know, we're trying to keep her. We're keeping her going, you know. But she's playing huge for us right now. You know, when she's on, it's hard to stop her.
Did you get a chance to interact with your ASU coach when you were
Oh, yeah.
There?
Yeah.
I saw
yeah.
her at game, mm-hmm. at game two.
Two, yeah, yeah. She was there.
So I don't know if you get a chance to.
Oh,
she
yeah.
probably burst
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know, I just keep in contact with her every couple weeks, you know, we'd check in, see how each other are doing, but yeah, they were all there, the whole coaching staff, and I got to swing by their practice facility on our day off and, you know, got some encouraging words after our loss, and they got me back on track, and it was just great to
well,
be able to play.
That's kind of helpful to have that.
Oh, for sure.
Get that boost.
For sure. Yeah, they're great.
What was it like in your backyard?
Oh my goodness, it was awesome. You know, they were the fans that were like, go Mercury. there was a little bit of that, but, you know, we pulled a nice little crowd, and we had some Fever fans there, and it was awesome, you know, just to show them, you know, my team and let them actually see us play in person. So.
Yeah, Ebony talks about team and how much everybody contributes night after night. The other night, Davenport did a great job.
I think she
was one of the reasons you even got here.
She was huge for us, and that's the great thing about our team is just we just have so many weapons, and, you know, one person might be having an off night one night, but we have 10 other players that can fill it up, that can play defense, that can get it done, and that's why we're playing such good basketball, just because we can come together and we recognize each other's strengths and we play to them.
We sit and talk in media day, and you were talking about Catchings and Douglas and what it would be like to play. Now that you spent the year with them over and over and over, do they still amaze you?
Every day. I find myself just watching them on the court, which I probably shouldn't be. I should be probably moving. But, you know, they amaze me every night in and night out, you know. They are one of the toughest competitors and hardest workers I've ever been around, and honestly, being on a team with them has made me a better player, just because I've been able to look up to people, and they've set a great, like, they've been great role models for me.
One more game here in Indianapolis. How big will it be to win this in front of home folks?
Oh my goodness, this would be huge. You know, I've never been a part of this, a part of something this big, and, you know, just to be able to do it in front of our fans who have been supporting us the whole season would be great.
Good job. One more to go.